The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 25th of June. In your Squiz today, a trio of Aussie women dominating their respective sports, earthquake in Darwin, some of our media head to court, and the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. This is your Squiz today. Claire, some days we get to bring people a really positive lead story. Today is one of those days with our Aussie female athletes dominating sports news. First off, and we did speak about this yesterday, Ash Barty is number one in the world of tennis. She's just the fifth Australian to take top ranking and is the first Aussie woman since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley in 1976. But she wasn't the only Aussie athlete to reach the top of their sport yesterday.
Yeah, it was an incredible 12 hours of golden achievements for the Aussie women. And Sally Fitzgibbons, she's a 28-year-old surfer. She won a major competition in Brazil, and that put her into the world number one ranking. She takes that over another classic Aussie surfer, Stephanie Gilmore, who's the current reigning world champion.
And it doesn't end there. Tell us about Hannah Green, a name we've probably never heard.
Really enjoyed reading about Hannah Green. I hadn't heard of her either. She's a 22-year-old from Perth. She's been golfing, by the sounds of things, her whole life. She's a protege of Carrie Webb, who's, again, another really great Aussie champion. Mm. Yeah, she won her first major golf tournament, the US PGA Championship, and that's really set her up, we hope, fingers crossed, for a successful future.
Only 22, exactly. Yeah. If you can't get enough of our female athletes in cricket, the Women's Ashes starts next week and the Netball World Cup runs across the back end of July. Big month coming up.
It is. If there's bleary-eyed people, all those things are happening in the UK. So
yes,
lots of TV to be watched overnight. Yeah.
A big day in Darwin yesterday. The CBD was evacuated due to a 7.2 magnitude earthquake.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of crystal balling in the email to see what the Northern Territory NT News would cover this morning. We missed it. Their lead is about a toilet shaking, so you can get into
that. Oh, you nearly
got it. Yeah, look, I couldn't have foreseen a toilet being the main
the
focus
lead was their front page, shaken but not stirred. Monster Indonesian earthquake catches Territorians with their pants down. The loo started to vibrate. We can laugh because no one was hurt.
Exactly right. It was a big earthquake. It was off Indonesia, 700 kilometres from Darwin, and significantly big enough and deep enough for those tremors to be felt in Darwin, but not enough to cause any damage or any tsunamis or anything like that. So that's good news.
A bit of Aussie media news now, and the ABC has launched legal action in the federal court over those AFP raids a few weeks ago.
That's right. It's looking to have the warrant that the federal police issued for those raids on the ABC headquarters in Sydney invalid. It's also seeking an injunction to prevent police from accessing the files that they seized in that raid. And it was interesting to see that News Corp also said that it's going to court, although directly to the High Court, to also challenge those raids.
And Dylan Voller, a name we know due to his treatment during time spent in youth detention in the NT, won the first round of a defamation case against some of our major media outlets. This one's interesting because it makes media companies liable for comments on their Facebook page.
And it's a practice that companies have been more aware of, I guess, certainly retail companies, that they have to control their Facebook pages quite tightly. But it's interesting to see this extended to media outlets as well. And certainly media types had a fair bit to say about that last night on social media and in other forums.
There'll be a bit more to go on that one. And Squeezers will recall the group of eight mountaineers who were lost in the Himalayas, including Aussie woman Ruth McCants.
She has been found. She's one of the seven bodies that were recovered from that Indian Himalayan mountain. It's unfortunately one left to find, and officials are heading back to do that. It's taken them some time to safely get to that site and to undertake that recovery mission.
Yeah, the climbers were trying to scale an unnamed and previously unclimbed peak when an avalanche struck their path. And the latest on the Israel Folau saga is that yesterday GoFundMe shut down the former Wallabies' call for donations and reimbursed all those who contributed.
They had raised more than $750,000 in just a few days, and that campaign now has been shut down, as you say, because the site says that it violates the terms of service. And interesting to see this morning that the Australian Christian Lobby is going to pick up that fundraising effort and host a fundraising effort off its website too. So, yeah, it's not over this one by a long stretch.
And Claire, today is the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death.
Lots of fans who are still very fanatical about his talent, and others who are quite torn about his legacy. Of course, documentaries like Leaving Neverland have certainly cast some issues there. But I've put a link to the New York Times Daily, which of course, as long-time listeners of Squiz Today podcast will know, that that's certainly a favourite of ours. And there was a really fascinating episode about grappling with his legacy, and it's certainly well worth a listen, even for non-Jackson fans, because they're complicated issues.
Yeah, it is a good one. Each day the email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got?
I've picked When the Going Gets Tough, which is, of course, a Billy Ocean song that relates to our female champions. They've really got going, and they've achieved some really terrific heights. But given it's a Billy Ocean song and today is International Day of the Seafarer, that kind of ties together quite nicely.
Okay, yeah, no, that works. I'll accept it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. The Squiz is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, podcast apps. If you enjoy listening each morning, please leave us a review. Enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.